Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner to the person they choose. Note, each season was recorded to be listened to in episode order, starting with episode 1. So if you're new to this podcast, we recommended you start with episode 1 for any of the currently published seasons. And please follow the podcast to be notified when the next season publishes.
Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. Season 18, Episode 12, Choosing to Commit Can Be a Good Thing. Some couples enjoy a deeply fulfilling relationship yet face hesitation when it comes to long-term commitment. One partner may find it daunting, preferring to date and maintain the current status quo. You both share a strong love, compatibility, and minimal drama. The joy you experience together is remarkable, and your relationship workout program gives you an A grade. Everything points to a yes, but when contemplating a lasting, forever commitment, the reply is consistently a tentative, "Well, I'm not sure." Consider setting aside the hesitations. Commitment can streamline life and open the door to greater joy, focusing your passion on the woman you love, and perhaps embarking on the adventure of family together. Yes, parenting is demanding, but the joys are boundless. And remember, the woman you adore may not indefinitely pause her life for you. If you're fortunate enough to have a thriving relationship, cherish it, and don't let apprehension risk what you have. Conversely, our frequent arguments overshadowing your relationship. Maybe you both have crucial must-haves that aren't being fulfilled by the other. Issues might linger unresolved despite your best efforts, and self-inflicted drama can be overshadowing the joyous connection you should be experiencing together. Is your fun-to-drama ratio consistently less than one, with drama outnumbering the good times? When is it time to consider that parting ways could be the healthier option, and may be the moment to grant each other the freedom to find joy elsewhere? After all, life is a one-time journey. Why spend it and disconnect? As discussed in the last two episodes, consider utilizing the five-step action plan to help you make the relationship decision to commit, break up, or persevere. But that all said, in this last episode for season 18, I'd like to revisit 4 points. First, accurately assess your role in the relationship's drama. Before deciding on a breakup, it's crucial to reflect on your contribution to the conflict, as highlighted in season 17, Focus on Improving. Are your actions influenced by ego, inner demons, or negative thought patterns? Did you honestly answer the questions in the Relationship Workout program? When I first completed the program, it gave me 21 high-priority recommendations for me to work on. By looking at this list, it was clear I had a lot to work on to reduce the drama I was contributing to my marriage. What about you? It's okay if you're not perfect. None of us are. Also remember, it doesn't matter who starts the argument. What matters is how you behave when drama is brewing to scalding at full boil. Recall, a commitment to relationship excellence means intentionally staying out in front of the relationship quality train, remaining conscious, applying your strong relationship tools from a place of a collaborative team player to facilitate the brainstorming process required to understand issues more completely and to generate new potential resolution ideas. Until you can approach all issues from this level of self-awareness, then consider refraining from breaking up. You may discover you're actually the one contributing significantly to the drama, and you're lucky she hasn't left you yet. Second, take a step back and evaluate, is the bulk of the drama truly originating from her? If this is the case, you'll have a decision to make. If you can honestly say you're remaining in front of the relationship quality train, consistently making strong relationship plays, but she's remained stuck trying to fight in the boxcars. At some point, enough may feel like enough, especially if there is abuse involved, as discussed in episode 8. You can't control her. Lecturing her will probably only build resentment, because if she honestly wanted to hear what you had to say, then she likely wouldn't keep fighting with you in the boxcars. She and she alone will need to make the decision to let go of her ego. She alone can gain control over demons. She alone can witness her thoughts. She alone is responsible for her journey, not you. But the third point, remember, patience is a virtue and reduces drama. If you can honestly stay at peace and not contribute to relationship drama, you will likely discover there will be a reduction in the overall level of drama in your relationship. Whenever you get triggered, regardless of who was triggered first, you run the risk of feeding into her getting further triggered, just escalating the drama. On the other hand, if you can get to a place where you rarely get triggered and rarely add fuel to the drama fire, then you've gone a long way to helping reduce the drama in your relationship. And if you're married with children, this could be your best choice of action versus leaving her and breaking up the family, introducing a whole new set of potential drama in your life. Of course, only you can be the judge whether to stay or go. And the fourth point, making a long-term commitment doesn't have to be scary. Many men struggle with the idea of a long-term commitment held back by a tangle of complex reasons. At the core of this hesitation is often the fear of sacrificing one's identity or independence, as commitment suggests a departure from the freedoms of being single. Financial concerns can add to this anxiety, with the prospect of being a provider to your wife and family feeling overwhelming for some, casting doubt on their readiness and capacity to assume such responsibilities. Societal pressures also loom large, where the drive to get it right breeds worry over selecting the ideal partner or finding the perfect moment to commit, especially against the backdrop of prevalent divorce rates. Emotional vulnerability is another critical aspect. Deep intimacy demands openness, and for some, the prospect of heartache, disappointment, or the resurgence of past wounds is daunting. Thus, the leap to commit is not just about marital readiness, but a nexus of individual, emotional, and social elements that intersects at a pivotal junction in a man's journey. Wow, that seems like a lot, right? But let me say, I don't know that the decision to make a long-term commitment needs to be that scary. Remember back in episode 3, I made the point that men really want three things in a long-term relationship: companionship, sex, and honesty. Well, I can say 18 years into my relationship with my wife, if honesty is maintained, what emerges in importance is companionship. I'm not saying that sex goes away by any means, but what I am saying is you spend a great deal more time being companions to each other, having each other's back. And year after year of being together, sharing experiences, some good, some bad, and honestly, some ugly, creates a bank of memories that deepens the companionship with every additional deposit. Even the ugly experiences can ultimately deepen the companionship as you prove to each other you can work through the toughest of issues. And although every man's life's journey is unique, choosing not to engage in a long-term commitment such as marriage brings certain potential risks, such as 1, there are emotional and psychological risks. It's like loneliness. Without a partner to share life's journey, a man may face periods of loneliness, especially as he grows older. There's lack of support in times of hardship, illness, and aging. The absence of a committed partner may mean a lack of emotional and practical support. And there's regret. There is a potential for regret later in life, particularly if the decision was based on fear or avoidance rather than a genuine desire for independence. The second risk is there are health risks. Mental health studies suggest that healthy, committed relationships can lead to better mental health outcomes. Prolonged solitude may contribute to depression or anxiety for some. And there's physical health. Married individuals often have better physical health outcomes, potentially due to shared health habits and a partner who encourages medical care. The third risk is around economics. Financial insecurity. Single income can sometimes lead to financial vulnerability, and single individuals may miss out on economic benefits and tax breaks afforded to married couples. And legacy considerations. Without a spouse or children, there may be concerns about legacy, inheritance issues, and the management of one's estate once you're gone. And 4, there are personal development risks, like growth and compromise. Long-term relationships often foster personal growth through the compromise and understanding and shared experiences. Avoiding commitment may limit these opportunities. And there are the life experiences. A committed relationship can enrich life with unique experiences and lessons that might not be encountered while single. Of course, these potential risks don't apply uniformly to all individuals. Personal disposition, social networks, life circumstances, and individual choices shape the impact. For some men, the independence and freedom of remaining uncommitted align with their life goals and personal fulfillment. The decision is deeply personal and should be respected as such, with each person assessing the balance between the risks and rewards based on their values and aspirations. I'm just saying that if you love someone and you're not committed to a lifetime of bachelorhood, and there aren't any showstopper incompatibilities or abuse going on, then do the work to improve the quality of your relationship. Real life may not be reflected in a 90-minute romantic comedy, but this doesn't mean you can't have a quality companionship for life. Commit yourself to relationship excellence and feel more confident making and enjoying that long-term commitment. So with that, we wrap up season 18, discussing relationship workout core number 15, action, and the foundational relationship question: are you taking action to improve the quality of your relationship?
The Relationship Workout for Men podcast is based on the book, Relationship Workout for Men, The Men's Manual, available on Amazon. Also, if you care about being intentional in choosing and being a better partner, consider subscribing to RelationshipWorkout.com. As a podcast listener, use discount code PODCAST to receive a free 30-day trial.